I was involved in an incident myself. I mean, I'll unpack it for you if you like. There was one night when my father came into my bedroom and told me that there were soldiers in the back garden. And, we had heard these stories about what were called duck squads, these patrols that sneaked into an area, you know, and moved around surreptitiously with blackened faces. And neighbours would do when that happened or when they were spotted was they would blow whistles and rattle bin lids. And I had recklessly bought a whistle to be part of this the next time that I heard it happen. So instead of taking my father's advice to be quiet and put the light out, I opened the window and blew a whistle. And moments later, I just heard this enormous thumping as the back door came in. And I went downstairs and I went, and there was, my mother in hysterics and this, these huge soldiers with their rifles and blackened faces standing in the living room. And one of them got me by the shirt collar and lifted me right off the ground. And he took me out into the backyard through the back door, stood me against the wall and said, "Right, Paddy, I'm going to shoot you now." And he raised his rifle and pointed his rifle at me. And I did believe that he was going to shoot me. And then he got exasperated with me as if he thought I was stupid and gave me a clout in the head. And he dragged me by the hair through the garden and through a hedge and through the neighbour's garden, the shirt torn off my back, and took me to their vehicle at Riverdale Park South, which was, I think it was what we call a pig, the armoured vehicle. And when they got me there, they released a chain from the lower end of the wall of the vehicle to the ground. And as it touched the ground, it produced a mix of pink and blue flame, a flare, making electrical contact with the earthing with the ground. And they made me stand with my fingertips against the side of the vehicle. And they gave me a series of electric shocks. And the truth is that I hardly felt anything. maybe I was in such shock myself from the beating. I mean, I'd been given a mighty kick in the head, and they were, they seemed to me to be almost clownish and inept, these men, and not to be quite sure what they were doing. One of them, for instance, inside the vehicle had trapped my finger against a little shutter in the side of the vehicle. He was pulling at it to squeeze the finger. And I just looked up at him and said, what are you playing at? And he actually stopped doing it, because if he was embarrassed to have been caught at it. And they fired questions at me, which were daft questions, like who's in the IRA around here and stuff, And then they let me go, and as if they were just fed up with me.
Was it the parachute regiment or a different regiment?
It wasn't the parachute regiment. I don't know which regiment it was. I knew the paras, and I mean, I would have been much. I was frightened of the paras. I regarded the paras as brutes, and had dealings with them before checkpoints and so on. These seemed to be not as naturally brutal as the paras. These seemed to be guys who were faffing around a bit and didn't quite know what they were doing. But the interesting part of it in terms of the debate on torture is that their vehicle was equipped for this. Their vehicle was equipped, in such a way that somebody could be stood against it and given a series of electric shocks. Now, I've never spoken to anyone else who's been through this or who's experienced this. I had heard that there was that they devised a system of electrifying the side of a vehicle for the occasion in which it might be overwhelmed in a riot, with people scrambling over it or something. But this is what they did with me. They basically stood me against the side of the thing. They gave me, I think, about seven electric shocks. I didn't feel much. They'd kicked me in the head. I didn't feel that. On my way back to the house, I had to go through the neighbour's garden and hedge that I'd been dragged through, and I couldn't get through it, even though I'd been dragged through it. So I had to go back down onto the corner and round that way, because it was actually, although I'd been dragged through it and my clothes torn, it was actually impassable. And the next day, I went to work as normal, and I bought a pair of dark glasses in a chemist shop to cover my black eye, and that was it.